Now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
My name is Castian Saya. Taken as a child. Trained as a youngling. Sold as a slave and saved by the Empire. I am tired of others defining my life for me. So I shall take my destiny into my own hands.
The Fandible Solo Shot is a two-person actual play audio drama using Fantasy Flight Games' Star Wars Force and Destiny system. Set in the waning years of the Empire's stranglehold on the galaxy, follow Imperial Inquisitor Castian Saya as he seeks a greater understanding of the Force. The saga continues. New episodes every other Thursday. Search for Fandible Solo Shot on your favorite podcast platform or learn more at Fandible.com.
And may the Force be with you.
Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
I'm Joe Chasm. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Bail Branda, a Mandalorian bounty hunter with a subclass of assassin.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skip's, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
Hello, my name is Velvet Divine, Faye Fair, and I'll be playing Anarchy Fortuna, she, her, the Twi'lek Tinkerer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode. Alright, so, Bail Branda has just put down or put away his little thermo device as Karn Darnage and his little band of pirate space wearers are grumbling and walking away. As they turn the corner, you hear a bustle of just tons of activity as just, we'll say, about two dozen sets of just footsteps come rushing at you guys. And you hear an assortment of guns being pulled and pointed at the four of you.
Hey, hold on a second. What's going on here?
A human woman with red hair steps forward, points a gun directly at Bail.
I said, you don't say another word.
Okay.
The gun cock.
Not another
okay. Oh. Okay, no more words. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm quiet now.
I don't know who the four of you think you are to come onto my mine, to a mine full of, safe to say, explosive crystals, and then just wield about a massive explosive device that could have killed every single person in this mine. I'm gonna need you right now to hand over everything you have on you, right now to us, or we shoot you and take it from your bodies. Either way, I'm going to get those things from you, because I cannot trust you in my mind.
Let me confer with my comrades real quick. What do you guys think?
Dork looks over at Skip and Anarchy.
I look her inquisitively and I ignore my comrades. And then I say,
Losta Sunderstar, is that you?
Yes, and who are you?
I'm surprised you weren't given the brief.
I've...
And then I give her a look that's disgruntled and upset.
Sorry, I've been breaking down an operation I've been running for the last 6 months to move to a base because Moff Viken has a new idea.
Yes, I'm sorry that's occurred. You've done such an exceptional job here, or at least that's what the reports say between the lines. I would like to speak with you in private at some point here, but if your men could lower their arms, indeed, me and my band simply sought to keep your merchandise free from harm from Karn Darnage. No harm was truly to come to the facility.
Karn Darnage has been working with us pretty efficiently for the last few months. This guy over here.
This seemed rather inefficient with the damage and harm he was bringing, not only to your own trooper, but the prisoners that he believed were worth or for him to select and choose. I'm not for outside agents acting with such impunity.
I prefer to keep things in-house as well. But my issue now is your friend there and those explosives.
Friend?
So he either hands over the explosives or you all leave on your own or in bags. I have things to do.
Everything I understand.
You can't be trusted.
We will happily... He will...
We can search
will
you.
Happily...
You can keep
hand
your
over
weapons.
His explosives.
Whose side are you on?
He points at Skip. His side.
Alright, fine. I'll hand over the thermal detonator that I have.
I don't want a single explosive on you. You give me everything that is a detonating type device, or we're done here.
Oh, that's going a little too far. You had this frickin' plan from the beginning, didn't you? You thought about this all week. You're like, how do I get rid of all his thermal detonators? I see. Put him in an impossible situation where his character will either die or hand over all the goods.
Well, I assume Bale doesn't have all of his devices on him right now. I'll be getting the four I assume you're carrying, or three you're carrying.
You're going to have one.
How many does Bale
carry? Okay.
So they're going to go ahead and
as many
they're
going
to pad you down.
Like
do I need to roll to see if you're hiding anything? Okay.
Yes. No, he needs to roll, Dwayne.
No, that's what I'm saying. I have to look up what these guys' ability is for this. We have that. We were in the middle of a scene, so we're good.
Well, no, we have
first,
that from last
we
game.
We need to roll our destiny.
That'd be Skullduggery, I believe. Stealth is hiding your person. Skullduggery is usually the
you want to flip that side?
Quick hand of action type thing.
So let's
like
see.
Like pickpocketing and that kind
I
of jazz.
I am going to try to hide this.
Would
that be stealth?
I didn't make the rules of the game.
Why do you always get it wrong?
Why do you always have to work against me? Yeah, why do you always have to work against me, Dwayne? Okay. Okay, so what is the...
Could he use a piloting check for this?
I'm sorry, Kelly, what?
So what am I rolling against?
Well, let's see. This person has a discipline of 2 yellow, so that's going to be 2 red. I'm going to give you, let's say, probably about 3 blacks. 1, because you wouldn't stop talking when she told you to stop talking. 2, because you didn't just hand it over and now you're making them search you. And 3, because this person doesn't want her soldiers
to die.
All
right. Okay, you have made this impossible at this point with my 2 yellows. So I'm like, all right, fine. Here you go. And I pull out the other 2.
You could have rolled. I'm just giving you the stats this person
roll.
Has.
All right. Well, I'll roll anyway.
Roll for funsies.
See?
They would have got it anyway. They're
yeah,
a threat,
exactly.
So they wouldn't
like,
have gotten
all right,
mad.
All right, fine. Here you go. Pull out the other 2.
Sure. Was there threat, Dwayne?
So, I want those back after we leave.
Saying if
there was no
rolled,
threat on the roll.
Rolled threats on that, like on his roll, they probably would have
been That's funny.
Well, it says all dice have canceled out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All dice have canceled out.
Yeah, it is the most mellow of conclusions to this, I guess. So they take the devices and she'll turn to Skip.
So can you explain exactly why a one Leku Twi'lek, a Mandalorian, some mechanical freak, and their accountant happen to be on my mine? I don't have time for this. I just want to get this done and see what else freaking Viking needs.
I'm trying to figure out who the accountant is as I look around.
Who's the mechanical freak and who's the accountant?
Because he's all saying he's in like a nice suit, so...
that's true.
Excuse you, sir. I have my tentacles bundled with the underground flesh in my tentacles to people. It's not that kind
of
game.
Oh, okay. Well, then I apologize. I not see
right
the mask
now.
As a permanent thing. Fine. I apologize.
while Joe has been doing his delightful thing of pulling out all his thermal detonators and distracting everyone, I've reached out with my with the force to try to gain knowledge about what this woman is looking for, using my sense power. So I'll roll my force dice and see what I get. Oh my god.
Oh snap.
Oh my god!
Five dark side on three dice. So I'll be using some dark side points and earning some conflict. Last game, I actually went up the mark on the morality chart to 60 out of 100 from 50. So it's worth moving up. But after spending these, I don't think I'm going to be going up this time. I'm going to be going back down if I have to spend these. So because we're such close range, yeah, I can literally spend these how I will to learn what I wish to know from her. Yeah, so
you get like, are you saying we're going past the general emotions?
Yeah,
you're getting,
I sense the current
thoughts.
Emotional state of one living target with whom he's engaged, and spend one to sense the current thoughts of one living target with whom they are engaged. So there you go.
Okay, so yeah, the emotions that you're getting from this person is going to be a little bit of anger, but mostly it's a feeling of just frustration and like helplessness, where they feel like they were once in charge of something and now they feel like it's all been taken away. So that kind of frustrated despair feeling where your life just got turned upside down. And now you're...
Is she curious? Is she wondering who we are?
She's trying to think. She has this confusion because she has been busy trying to break this down. Because even though she's not happy, she's going to do her job well. So there's a chance that maybe she did miss an email or a memo or something about someone coming in for something. But... Yeah, but the thought that you could hear from her head is,
I'm here as a direct representative of Viking. I'm surprised you've overlooked the email. It was rather curt, though. I do not doubt that you're busy. I am here for three things at the deepest part of this mine, and I will not bother you otherwise.
What does Viking want?
That is above your pay grade. And in fact, it's above the pay grade of Falun Sur as well. Which I will, of course, tell you here and now. Viking's not impressed.
By me or Falun?
Who do you think?
And what is her thought?
Do you have like an open channel?
Yeah, I can continue to maintain it.
So... Yeah, definitely that internal, maybe you can probably see it on her face, a smirk on her face, and that she's happy by this, and she feels excited that maybe she can get a leg up on Falun.
That's what I had assumed, so I was right there.
But before I leave, if you have anything you'd like to say in regards to your superior, I'd be glad to listen in.
Well, I don't.
And then I wipe my hands all evil-like. Like, I'm just getting some oil off it. Like, this is so gross.
She'll look around at all the troops who still have their guns drawn because she hasn't told them to put them down. And she'll look back and forth and just small little hand motion and they'll lower their guns.
This isn't the place for a formal review. Why don't you and I have a conversation?
Yes, when I'm done.
Well... What can I help you with, then? Is there anything I can do?
No, yes, I believe you can let me and my associates here go to the deepest section of this mine and collect what I have been told to find there.
Deep in the mine, I don't think there's anything left there. We cleared it all out. What is Viken thinking?
And she'll go...
Very well, keep an eye on your accountant. And make sure he doesn't do anything stupid. He's on my last nerve.
I would like to make a leadership check on all her men and dismiss them. And be like, you are all dismissed and return to your duties as you've been allotted.
Yeah, let's see here. Their discipline. Okay, their discipline is just three green. So that'd be what? Three purple for you, and then...
Mm-hmm.
We'll say a couple black, because right now this was a very tense situation. They all were in a moment where they thought they were going to die because Grenade Boy.
No, I'm sorry, but I removed two blacks from any leadership check.
All right, well then, those mine goes away. So three purple then.
All right, here we go. That is four successes and an advantage.
Sure.
Took my...
Yeah, the soldiers, right when you tell them to go, they react like commanding officer, guns dropped, and they start to go back to their post. What do you want for your advantage?
I want Doric to actually kind of almost salute and turn to go as well.
Sure.
A quick question. Does any of their guns... Are they like better than mine?
They have issue slug throwers still. I mean, you have blast throwers. Remember, yeah. You guys right now are carrying around like prototype beta versions of blasters, where everyone else still using slug throwers. They're just barely getting out there. So you are ahead of the curve. I guess if you ran across someone with like a bazooka or something, you might have someone with a more powerful weapon. But what you're carrying on you is probably stronger than anything a regular Sith trooper is going to have on him. So Lyosta will look at you and go,
"Be on your way. And if you need me, I'll be here."
Excellent. I will seek you out.
Thank you.
And as she's walking away, you hear that last thought. It's like,
really got to check my emails.
I turn to Anarchy and I'm like, quickly send her an email.
I'll like fabricate an email in spam, but it like make it all like weird wing dingy, like the format didn't go through correctly.
Damn Sith firewall messed up the emails. God. So. Yeah, because you rolled a triumph on your computer check earlier, so yeah,
under 28.8K modem.
Send a jumbled email with half of a name or something on there that she looks like it's the right from the right address, but you know she clicks on it and she's gonna end up getting fished and losing her identity to Anarchy later.
Yeah.
Why do I keep getting these emails to join the Church of Wowzer?
A deposed prince from Nar Shaddaa needs some money.
All right, so you guys are kind of left alone in that hallway as the soldiers go back to their post. Lyosta is going back to where she was before all this chaos was. What is your plan?
Is the interesting prisoner that Karn Danaj was trying to take still here?
You can talk to the guard that he was accosting, yeah? So yeah, if you go up to that guard and he'll just look at you and go...
That? I mean, thanks so much. Khan gets kind of nuts when you tell him no. But he thinks he owns everything just because he's some kind of space pirate or something. He thinks he's cooler than what he is.
I think it's just because he pees on everything.
You know, I didn't want to say anything. He's got, like, a bladder issue, but... You know, you say something like that once to a guy, he'll chomp your face off, and I've seen it.
This is the requisition office, right?
That you're near there, yeah. This would be on this floor, yeah, because you guys, I know we're coming down to look for uniforms and stuff.
I'd like to apologize to all of our Shistavanum listeners. Dwayne's comments do not represent the views
of this podcast. I'm saying this specific douchey Shistavanum has a bladder issue. It's fine.
No, Shistavanum suck, and I'm perfectly acceptable saying that.
He's mocking territory.
What prisoner is he inquiring after?
Just a couple, like, space truckers we picked up. Because we thought they were going to be moving some things they shouldn't be or something. We were just going to kill him, but then we were told bring them in for some lesson or something. And we were told not to let anybody talk to them until Filoni could talk to them. Then he wasn't having it, so...
Show me these prisoners.
Yeah, they're going to be in there. I guess if you want to talk to them, I guess since you're working for Viking, it would be okay.
Wait here. I go look at them. Do they stick my head in? Do they look like Bao and Bexa?
Yes.
Are the descriptions we were given of them?
That would be them. I mean, kind of beat up, bruised, kind of been through a fight type situation, but that would be them. They kind of like look up at you and stare, and you just, Bao goes, who are you?
Yes, Kit Storm Puncher sent me. Fog Stomper. Fart Knocker. Tub Thumper.
Cloud Kicker. Cloud Kicker.
That, no.
Cloud Kicker.
Sure.
Skywalker?
Are you trying to get us sued? Cloud Kicker.
How do you... Sure, the kid, is he okay?
He's not the one that lost a leg, then.
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, okay. No, that was...
I don't think so. No, that was the other guy.
Prince lost a leg. Or was it an arm? Wait. No, it was a leg.
I think it was a leg.
It was below his... I think it was like below his right knee or something like that.
Well, either way, one of them has one less leg. He won't be kicking anything anytime soon. But he's still alive. He's okay as he can be at the moment. But yes, Kid Cloud Kicker sent us.
That's okay. So are you getting us out of here?
Yes, in a manner of speaking, we are.
Oh, okay, so what's the plan?
I don't know.
I keep looking at the guard.
What's the plan?
Move my face around, and Skip keeps reaching up to like stroke the missing Leku, and that causes him consternation and frustration. Yes. Trooper, what was your name again?
My name's Jexam Grawl.
That is a very good name. Maybe the best name I've heard in quite some time. Your parents should be proud.
Thanks. I'll let my mom know.
How long have you been on this mine?
Oh, I've been here. Been here since the beginning, so almost a year total now, I guess.
Interesting.
But we've been really active.
I reach out all weird like towards him. I don't do anything though. There's an aura about you. Would you like a promotion, Trooper Grawl?
yeah, that would be great.
I can.
Can you do that?
And I will. Release these two, please, and come with me.
Who are you? What do I call you? Are you like Captain something, or... General?
I'm Moff Viking's executive assistant. You can call me EA.
Sports, it's in the game.
Did you hear Electronic Arts was assistant. Based last week?
I hate this joke.
Call me EA.
He's the Moff's executive assistant. And I'm assistant
executive.
So you're you're assistant to the executive assistant.
Indeed.
I'm very good at executing, if it's necessary.
And I'm an accountant.
An executive accountant.
Executive accountant. That's absolutely right.
Yes.
And this confused look on his is face
our arts Jones. And entertainment. This is AEAEEA, and I'm EA. Yes, what can I say? Viking's an asshole.
E-I-E-I-O.
You,
no.
It doesn't seem to be the
case. He had a farm.
Trooper Grawl.
Sure, yeah.
And he'll go and he'll undo the restraints that are on Bao and Bexa and go...
Okay, so you want me to follow you guys?
Everyone looks at Skip again, and Skip shrugs and is like, okay, I am so seldomly in charge like this. Okay. Let's go to the very bottom of the mine, like, then.
Oh my god.
Okay, we've excavated most of the mine, but we can go down there and check. Sure.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
So that's 4, 5, the 7 of you.
Well, I think we were heading to the requisition now. Office, not the bottom of the mine.
Uniforms be damned.
Okay.
So how many of these troopers do we have accompanying us?
Just the one. Everyone else went back to their jobs, and Skip asked just the one guy.
Keep an eye on these two prisoners, Trooper Grawl, that they don't escape. And then I just wink at the two of them.
Dork uses his little helmet microphone and says,
just turns his head and...
At what point do you want me to knock this man out?
Oh, not at all. He'll be accompanying us. His life has changed considerably. I just say all of that out loud. No.
Who are you? Oh, not talking to me.
He's a soldier. He knows, like, unless you're talking directly at him, he just eyebrow raised and goes back to looking forward and going, okay.
That's fair. I would like to try my sense abilities to see if I can actually, if there's something actually triggering me to go to them.
So, yeah.
Or if it's just Kyle being weird. I'm
going
to roll my force to sense
like
what's going on in the deepest
like
part of the mind.
Like a vibration, an energy or something.
Well, I'll use the two light sides
to
reach out with the force.
It's kind of similar to what you guys felt in the other caves, the Ilum caves you were in. That kind of similar energy, but, you know, it's like the difference between white noise and brown noise. It's kind of there, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
A little bit off, but you definitely feel something is coming from deep within here.
Cool. I point to one direction in the ground, and
like
I tell Trooper Jackson, Grawl, we need to get over there. And then I just look at him like, satisfy my need. Yeah, into the ground, like wherever that feeling is coming from, that echo.
The mine shaft can take us down, or take us as far down as we've dug if you want to start that deep. That's not a problem, sir.
Well, wherever can get us to that spot,
sure.
But deep. Yes.
Sure. He'll take you guys
over. And then I just shrug at Doric like...
So yeah, he'll take you guys over to the large, like the mine shaft, the elevator. And it's one of those big industrial size ones because they're, you know, they're moving crystals and all this kind of stuff. The 7 of you get in there and it just loudly doors clang shut and it starts the slow process of going down.
Yeah, as you
probably a few hundred feet.
It's going to be elevator music.
Is there elevator? That's what I was just asking.
I mean, I don't know. Is there elevator
music?
Going?
Do, 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 do.
Hey, here's my question. Is there going to be...
on industrial elevators? I get like in a hotel or something, but
controlled by the Sith?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
No.
it's like that really
it's
harsh,
like
techno.
It's like
metal.
A lot
like,
of
it's
bass
just, like,
and
pounding
like,
pistons
music or something for some weird reason just to keep everyone on edge.
What elevator music does Anarchy put on?
I do have control of the sound speaker. Yeah, I'll do like that industrial metal.
Oh, the Mass Effect elevator music.
I
you know what I'm talking about, Velvet.
I will play something eerily similar to,
mass
but legally affect. Distinct
this
enough
is
from
Mass Affect.
The Book of Wows, chapter 2.
Mass Affect.
You have a bad lunch.
So yeah, as you guys get to the bottom, that feeling that Skip had, Anarchy, you can now kind of feel it too. Just like I said before, like in the mind, it's a similar kind of buzzing vibrational energy you guys both can kind of feel pulling you deeper into this mine.
I allow myself to be pulled.
Do you want us to follow, stay here with the prisoners on the elevator? Just
so yeah,
let's go.
You guys walk, and the buzzing gets a little bit louder, and you kind of reach a spot where there's the end of the mine, and there's a wall there, and Skip and Anarchy, you can kind of hear, almost hear and feel that buzzing coming from the wall. And this is something that everyone will be able to see, is that a human male kind of figure in a robe just steps out of the wall and stares at the seven of you and goes,
"Who are you? What are you doing in my tomb? Why are you bothering me?"
Not again.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.